It's Friday, time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
A new nightlife option is expected to join Sacramento's popular R Street corridor this summer, and the main focus of the alcohol menu won't be craft beer or traditional wine.
This is a champagne bar called Fizz, and it is planned for the R Street corridor, a hot Midtown neighborhood. The locally owned business is billed as a champagne and bubbles bar. It will focus not only on the French wine, but also on quality bubbly options from around the world. There will also be a food component. Expect small plates with raw oysters and duck fat French fries.
How far along are plans for the business?
The owner, who actually toured Europe singing opera for several years, hasn't signed a lease yet, but we do know that he's looking at the R Street corridor between 18th and 16th Streets. That area was previously a largely deserted warehouse space. It's now being developed into offices, apartments, and retail spaces.
You think this place will have like a high-end atmosphere?
From what we know so far, prices will vary. The owner plans to offer glasses for around between $18 and $22, and bottles will cost about $35 to all the way up to $800.
So is champagne the new craft beer?
Well, I'm not sure if we can go that far yet, but Americans have clearly moved beyond associating sparkling wines with only special occasions. This bar is just another sign of how much our perception of these sparkly beverages has evolved.
Not too far away from the site of the planned champagne bar, a new live music venue is in the works. What do you know about that?
This new live music venue would be near the existing B-side bar, which is at 1430 S Street. In an application with the city, the new two-story business is called 1912 Music Venue. It has space for live music performances as well as a bar or a restaurant use.
With the space so close to an existing bar, would the two businesses work together?
Well, that's sort of the idea. This is designed as a complement to not only B-side, but also the overall dining and nightlife scene on the nearby R Street. Of course, B Street opened in 2015 in the space previously known as the Monte Carlo Club. It emphasizes vinyl records, and its ownership team includes the owners of the nearby Shady Lady Saloon.
Some local startups are getting a big opportunity thanks in part to the Sacramento Kings.
This week, the Sacramento Kings announced the 16 startups that will compete in the organization's Capitalize contest this year. Applicants for this contest must be based within 75 miles of Sacramento. And the contest basically works like March Madness, but for startups. The contenders include locally based startups such as Gatekeeper Innovation, which makes lock systems for prescription bottles, and Text to Ticket, which is trying to combat distracted driving, and many more startups as well.
Well, what does the winner get?
The winning company gets $10,000 and a chance to pitch its idea to angel investors, as well as lunch with a Kings owner. And this year's contest is being held in conjunction with Folsom-based venture capital firm Moneta Ventures.
There was some technology news this week, and it has to do with the revamped Sacramento Valley train station.
We now know that McClatchy, the locally based media company that publishes the Sacramento Bee and several other newspapers, is planning a video lab and incubator. It will fill about 10,000 square feet within that train station. The company expects to collaborate with YouTube and Google on this effort. It will host not only McClatchy employees, but also its partners. Of course, this is another step forward in the company's efforts to adapt to the digital age and transform itself as audiences evolve.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.